Well, Merry Christmas to all of you. Jesus is the reason for the season, and we thank God for this, the Master's Call. We thank God for each of you who have dialed in and so faithfully dial in each and every day, because he here, this call is truly all about the Master, and we just thank God for each of you, and we thank God for just being God. We thank God that He woke us up this morning, and he started us on our way. He kept us through the night and woke us up in our right mind. I'm telling you, there are so many praise reports and testimonies on this line that just shows you just how powerful of a God we serve. And nothing is complete until he says that it is finished. So God bless each of you, and thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, and truly it is a privilege and a pleasure for me to greet each and every one of you on this day, the 23rd of December, 2011. Wow, we are almost into 2012, and I can't wait. I'm excited. I have expectation and anticipation of great things that are going to happen because we serve a great God. So this is the Master's Call, and the Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by none other than our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. And I thank God every day that I'm able to dial into this number for these powerful, mighty women of God answering yes to God's call. And see, when they answered yes, that allowed each one of us the blessing to be able to tap into this call. And as the mission statement says, that our lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we believers begin our day. See, we begin our day because we seek God first and because we know that the Master's Call is all about the Master. It's not about Dr. P.K. Roberts or Dr. Vanessa, but it is all about the Master. So we thank God for the Master's Call. The scripture reference that he gave them when they started the call can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, before we do anything in our day, we go and we at least say, "Thank you, Jesus." If we don't say anything else before our feet hit the floor, we say, "Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning." We say, "Thank you, Jesus, for keeping me." We thank you, say, "Thank you, Jesus, for protecting me and for providing for me." We thank you, Jesus, for loving me. See, and how powerful are those words in the morning? And we know that when we call into this line, that truly our souls and our spirits are fed, that our lives are being changed on a day-by-day basis. And see, we do have a web address, so if you've missed any of these calls from the conception of this call, then I invite you to visit our web address, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.wordpress.com. And I'm sorry, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And I invite you to send that link out to some other people that their lives will be blessed. If you know you're on Facebook and you want to give a gift out, give them that gift. Say, "This is my gift to you, that you would tap into the Master's Call, because truly there is a gift for you in one of those messages that are on the line." But see, if you don't share that, then they won't know it. So send that out, post that out, email it out today to at least two people. And if each one of us did that, and just think how many new people would be blessed and would come into the Master Call family. If you would like to send us an email, if your soul has been blessed, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, and you would just like to say something, you've been connected to this call and you haven't, you know, said anything, then just send us an email, and you can send that email to the Master's Call, the Master's Morning Call, at gmail.com, the Master's Morning Call @gmail.com, and we definitely will respond to you. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor as well on this line, then we invite you to use that same email address, and Elder Robin Wilson will respond to you and give you instructions that are needed in order for you to become a prayer intercessor on this line. So we thank God for each of you. And see, the vehicle that brought us all together is none other than Artists International. Artists International, a Christian health and wellness company that is changing lives all over the United States. It's out there in Colombia. We're in Peru. We're in Mexico. We're in Jamaica. We are in every place that you could ever think of. And if we are not there, if it's in some small little continent, just know that we are on the way to be there. So I'm telling you, Artists International is on fire and is doing great things. If you don't know what's going on right now, then as Dr. Vanessa says, go ahead and visit www.artists.com/vision2012. That means they have written the vision, they have made it plain, and all we have to do is tap into it. So you don't have to think about what you need to do in 2012 because Artists has already given you the vehicle and the tools and the information that you need to make yourself and your family successful in 2012. If you don't know anything about Artists, then I invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this call and ask them to tell you truly how Artists has changed their lives. At this time, it is an honor for me, and I am excited because when she came on the line this morning, she already said what she was coming to do. So I am going to ask my sister, Minister Amber, the Anointed One, if she would come to the line at this time and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Amber, are you there?
Can you hear me, Evangelist Tiffany?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. And we're going to go to the throne. But, again, we know the reason for the season, and we just thank God. And Luke 2 and 11, it said, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father God, although this may not actually be the day of birth, but it is the reason for the season that Jesus is Lord, and Father God, the reason for this season. So we thank you, Father God, for sending Jesus down to die for our sins. And so God, we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. And God, we thank you for the TMC call. And Father God, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK Roberts, the founder of this call. And God, we thank you for their anointing. And I decree and declare that God, a double fold anointing, 100-fold blessing, 1,000-fold blessing according to Deuteronomy 1 and 11 upon them. And God, meet every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus to them. God, we thank you for Artists International, God, and the Diaz de Leon family and everyone that's connected. Divine connections as never before. And God, I pray increase to everybody's business in 2012. God, we know that you're about to raise it up. And God, what the enemy meant for evil, God, you're shifting it to the good, because these are men and women that put you first. And so, God, we know that the anointing is on this company. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every person that's, Father God, faithful, whether they come on one day or every day on this call. God, we know that manifestations has been done in 2011, but God, what are you going to do for 2012 is going to blow their literal mind. And so, God, we thank you for the manifestations, Father God, for each and every person that's standing for something for you to do, because we know it's already done, because when we act believing in you, it shall be done. So God, we thank you. Now we thank you for the word of God that will come with power and might. Let it be a two-edged sword, piercing and dividing to the soul and sunder, to the joints and marrow, Father God, as never before. We thank you for the blueprint that you gave, Father God, the person for the word of God. God, we know that the word of God is burdened with moving yoke, destroying power, power. And so, God, we know that one word can change someone's life. One word can bring deliverance. One word can bring salvation. One word can bring healing, God. One word can bring prosperity. One word, Father God, can do all what you said it can do. So, God, we thank you. We praise you. God, we honor you on today because we know that this is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. We know, Lord Jesus, give us this day our daily bread. And now we bind the hand of the enemy. We gag his mouth. We blind his eyes. We stop up his ears in the name of Jesus. He has no authority. We know that no weapon, they're not going to even form on today, shall not prosper. We know the angels are ascending and descending. We draw the bloodline between us and the enemy and the rear guard behind us. Holy Ghost, have your way. Come down with fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. It is so. Amen. God bless everyone. Merry Christmas. I love you. I got to go.
Glory to God.
Well,
glory to God in the highest. Now, if you woke up this morning and got on this line and you brought something on your shoulders this morning, I'm telling you right now, I feel relief on this line, and I know that whatever it is, it's not there no more. Amber, thank you so much for that powerful, anointed prayer this morning. I'm telling you, my soul cries out for Jesus this morning with that prayer. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. All right. Hey, love you hey. All, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my sister. We love you, God.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Have a prosperous day.
Ooh, amen.
Wow.
You all, too.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so now I will be turning the call over to our founder, Dr. Vanessa, as I'm sure she is back in the Big D for a moment, and I am sure that she has great things to tell us this morning. So, woman of God, the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am still getting my shout out from that awesome prayer this morning. Thank you again, Minister Amber, for being what you are, an anointed prayer warrior, intercessor, giant in the spirit. We just praise God for each and every one of you this morning. What the Lord laid on my heart that I would like to do is to share a word, a brief word, and then we're going to open up the lines. This is Friday, and typically on Friday, we always, at the end of the call, take prayer requests, praise reports. But I asked you yesterday and mentioned that we are celebrating the birthday of Jesus Christ. That's what this is really all about. And we want you to give a minute, no more than a minute, 30 minutes, 30 seconds to a minute, of what his presence, what the present of the birthday of Jesus Christ really means to you. But I do want to minister a brief word first, and then we will open up the lines. And the title of my message that God just woke me up early this morning, it's good to be back in Dallas, if nothing but for a hot minute, tomorrow as I head back down to Prairie View. But thank you for your prayers, for traveling mercies. But we're going to talk this morning with the theme of Happy Birthday, Jesus, the Prince of Your Presence. Happy Birthday, Jesus, the Prince of Your Presence. You know, many times during this holiday season, there's such a hustle and bustle of people getting together gifts and shopping malls, and we always have to remind ourselves, as even devout believers, the reason for the season is really only to celebrate Jesus Christ. So I want to focus in this morning and just briefly talk about the Happy Birthday, Jesus. I say that first. It's all about his birthday on Sunday. The present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, of your presence. And then hone in on what it means with the gifts from the wise men. You know, we all know the story how three wise men traveled to give gifts to our Lord and Savior. So I'll talk this morning very briefly about five reasons for giving the present of his presence. Five reasons for giving the present of his presence. See, the arrival of the wise men, see, sometime after the birth of Jesus, there came a number of wise men. We say three, but really scholars believe it was probably more than that, a little larger caravan than that, that traveled to witness with their own eyes that the things that the star was leading them to was a true sign of Jesus Christ. And in Matthew 2, verses 1 and 2, in that first and second verse of Matthew 2, it says, "Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born the King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." First reason, happy birthday Jesus means we understand and desire to celebrate his arrival. Happy birthday Jesus means we understand and we desire to celebrate his arrival. In other words, never forget the reason for the season. Keep the main thing, the main thing. See, next, it took the wise man a long time to come to Bethlehem. It just wasn't a quick Camel Express route, you know. It took a little while for them to leave from their home country, perhaps as much as under 2 years. See, we see the little cards, Christmas cards, and the activity scenes where we just think they started, and maybe 2 or 3 weeks later they were there. No, they traveled almost 2 years. Matthew 2, verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And then the 16th verse of Matthew 2. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Second reason, how much are you and I willing to do today to be in God's presence? See, we're talking about almost up to a 2-year journey. Some of us, we get fidgety as service goes an hour and a half long. Yet we're going to go to a Super Bowl party or a game or do something else. It'll be hours and hours. All gone, say amen, I owe me this morning. How much are we willing to do today to be in God's presence? Remember, the biggest present we can give back to Christ is to want to dwell in his presence, to have that hunger and desire. See, today, something will be revealed to you that has not been revealed to the world before on Christmas Day. We'll learn how truly wise men and how really wise they were, and the deep spiritual significance of those three gifts that they bore. These gifts will show you that the wise men were men of prophecy with more insight spiritually than any other of the other people in Jerusalem. And we'll see that these wise men were of a Hebrew origin, serving the one and true living God. I love how God uses the folks who you least expect, who worship the most. Okay, let's talk about that first gift. The first gift was gold. That was the obvious gift from a prophet to the King of Kings. And the amount of gold was insignificant. Perhaps it was a large amount of gold, which can be used in situations of need. But let's try to look past the worldly aspects of the gifts and try to look at the symbolic aspects instead. Any amount of gold, if ever so small, would still be a testimony from these men that they knew that he was not just the son of David, but the right to the throne, and not just the king of the kingdom of God, but he was the king of all kings that would need, and he would need to be anointed to administer the affairs of the kingdom of God. This was the true significance of the gift. The scripture says, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen this star in the east and are come to worship him." See, it doesn't matter what you give to Christ, just make sure you're giving your best. It's the quality, not necessarily the quantity. I always say during our times of giving, it's not equal giving, but it is equal sacrifice. So when you say, well, you worry too much about, I don't know if this gift will offend them or not offend them, they should be looking at the motive of your heart that you chose to give and give your best. Oh, today we're talking about happy birthday, Jesus. The presence, the present of your presence. These are the gifts from the wise man. The second gift was frankincense. Frankincense was used, by the way, of commandment of God on the meat offerings made unto the Lord. In Leviticus 2, that first verse, it says, "And when any will offer a meat offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it and put frankincense thereon." Now, a meat offering is not an offering of any kind of flesh meat. in the case of meat offering stands as the opposite to drink, in other words, food. The meat consisted of fine flour, you know, kernels of ground, and beaten until all the lumps and imperfections are gone. It symbolizes the perfection of Jesus and how his body would be tormented at his sacrifice. Then salt represents the covenants between God and man. That's why in some weddings you see a salt offering, because they're saying a covenant is their one becoming one together with Christ. A covenant is that man makes solemn promises at the time when they receive saying ordinances, for which promises God swears a corresponding oath. In other words, God says, I'm going to keep my promise to you, and to punish those who try to mock him. Then there was oil. Fine oil was poured over the bread that was made with the flour and salt. And the oil represents the blood of Jesus that was split during his sacrifice in order to give eternal life to those who turn to Jesus with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And then the frankincense, it was a spice that burns along with a sweet, savory odor. And the frankincense was the last item applied to the meat offering before it was all set afire. And the savory smoke represents the prayers that ascend into the Father. You heard many say, oh, the sweet fragrance of the Holy Ghost, that our prayers come up as a sweet fragrance to you, Lord. It's symbolic of that frankincense. Now, the meaning of the wise man giving frankincense to Jesus was to show their faith in him, that they knew that his body, the bread, was going to be beaten, the fine flour, and the sacrifice burned in order to fulfill the covenant, the salt. And as his sacrifice, the burning, began in the Garden of Gethsemane, his prayers, the smoke from the frankincense, would ascend toward the heaven. Remember, he was born to die. Matthew 26:39. Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. In other words, he understood when he came to earth, when he left perfection of heaven, he was coming to die. Now, this sacrifice of Jesus' body would continue, and so would his prayers, until he gave up the Holy Ghost. So here's number four. It will cost you something to truly celebrate Jesus' birthday. Make sure you spend time in his presence and not just in the mall getting the presents. Let me say that one again. It will cost you something to truly celebrate Jesus' birthday. Make sure you spend the quality time in his presence and not just in the malls getting the presents. See, the blessed celebration, the birthday celebration, comes from the sweet communion and fellowship with the real present is being in his presence. The present to Christ that we give back to him is spending time in his presence. Happy birthday, Jesus. The present of your presence. Oh, let's talk about that third gift from the wise man. It was the gift with myrrh among several different uses. One of the most common use of myrrh was to spice bitter wine to make it somewhat drinkable. Let's look back at one of the prayers of Jesus again in Matthew 26, verse 39. That 39th verse in Matthew 26 says, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. See, that cup that Jesus emptied must have been bitter indeed. Can we blame the wise man showing a sign of affection and wanting his bitter cup to be made somewhat more agreeable figuratively by adding their third gift, which was the myrrh? See, the cup that Jesus had to empty was to take upon him the sins and suffering of all men. Want to keep it in your mind. He was born to die. This was done during the process of shedding his blood. Those who repent of their sins and call upon the Lord in faith with a broken heart and a contrite spirit will be granted eternal life, leading to our fifth point today. A true birthday present to Christ is to allow all of us to be poured out so that all of God's presence can fill us up, because in his presence is fullness of joy. Practicing his presence is the greatest present we can give Jesus. That's how we say happy birthday. So again, happy birthday, Jesus. the present of your presence. I wanted that word to get in your spirit about the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. And so what we're going to do, because today is Friday, we have 5 minutes left, I'm going to open up and ask you to hit a *6, and that'll put you in queue, and then we'll recognize those of you. And don't be afraid to just give a shout-out and to say that true happy birthday to Jesus. Oh, when our prayer warrior, she hopped in first. Minister Willa, the floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that wonderful word, Dr. Vanessa. I so appreciate you. And as I thought about what my present would be to Jesus, as I say, happy birthday, Jesus, comes from Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So what does that look like to me? That looks like service. It looks like the scripture verse that says, what you do to the least of my brothers, you do unto me. So whatever it is he puts on me to do, whatever it is he leads me to do, that would be what I will do. That's what Matthew 6:33 is for me. Spending time with him, giving him my treasures, my talents, whatever it is, that would be my present to Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus, and back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen. Spoken like a true evangelist. Thank you for that. Next we have, I think this is Detroit, 313-506. You're on.
Yes. Yes. My present to Jesus would be love, because he gives love. And it's the greatest love that you can get is from the Lord Jesus Christ. And my scripture that I have in my heart is Psalms 23, because he walks with me each and every day.
Amen. Now tell us your name. Where are you from?
Lois, Detroit. I live in Livonia, but I live in Michigan.
Amen. Well, that is a great gift, the gift of love. And thank you so much, and you be blessed this Christmas celebration. All righty, out to Hotlanta. Ms. Rushi, the floor is yours.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for another day that we have came to see another Christmas, just to tell him thank you. Just want to tell him happy, happy birthday and a Merry Christmas to all of my artist family. And just want to let you know Dr. PK went to the doctor and got my health assessment for 2012, and I'm on no medication as I speak. So, you know, I used to walk on six of them. But God told me that I was healed when I met artist 2.5 years ago, and my doctor told me to send me after Christmas because he wants some of these phenomenal products. So I tell you, if you're not taking your product with Artists International, you're not going to be blessed in 2012. Happy Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Ms. Rushi. We love you and appreciate you so much. And that's an awesome testimony of that complete health. We celebrate that with you. All right, Sister Angela in Houston, the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning. I just want to say thank you for that message, because my thanks to Jesus is for his presence in my life. I thank God for giving me his presence. So I'm just so thankful. I just want to say happy birthday, because without his presence in my life, I would be a basket case, and I just thank God every day for knowing him. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Amen. I like that. Thank you, Miss Angela, and you also have a very blessed Merry Christmas. All righty, from the north side of town, Carl, it's yours.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for the word this morning, as always, and thank our prayer warriors out there for looking and for praying for us in the morning. But I want to say that the 23rd number of the song, you already know, and the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I thank him for his presence in my life and what he have done and taking care of my papa all year long and my mama. I thank God for that. So, Lord Jesus, I want to say to everybody, happy, 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 happy birthday to Jesus, and Merry, Merry Christmas to all of y'all. God bless you. I love y'all. And, hey, I'll see y'all in 2012 at the extravaganza. Back to you.
Thank you. All right. We love you so much, Miss Marie, our platinum president from the north side of town of Houston, Texas, so faithful each and every morning on our call. You have a very, very blessed Christmas also. All right, we're going out to Virginia, 571-251. The floor is yours.
Yes, good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Angela Hill.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning. I praise God for you guys. Oh, my gosh, I do every single day. Just thank God for the holiday. My praise report is my dad turned 62 on Monday. Oh, just such a blessing. And my son turned 18 on Sunday, last Sunday.
Yeah, man.
So I just thank God for that. And I just thank God for the opportunities that are coming about going into 2012. I had a big event for my artist business and my other business. And, oh, my gosh. God, this is so good. So I just praise God for everything and everyone on this call. I pray everyone walks into their purpose and that we all just hold hands and support one another. And I just thank you, God, you guys so much. So that's my praise report this morning.
Amen, Miss Angela. We love you so much, and we have just been lifting you and your family up, and I'm happy for all those birthdays of family members, and as we together celebrate the birthday of Jesus, we love you, and you also have a blessed holiday, Christmas celebration. All right, we're going to 443-224. The floor is yours. I think that's Maryland.
Yes, good morning. My name is Joyce Ming from Baltimore.
And good morning.
Good morning. My gift to the Lord Jesus Christ is to get a little closer. Also, so close that I can almost smell him. That is my gift to him because I want to be able to get as close as I can to him. Happy birthday.
Amen. Well, I think all of us just can receive that gift, and thank you for that. And we're going to be standing in agreement with you that you will do that. And with Jesus is what it's all about. Our queue is so full, so if anybody else wants to say something, we still got about a minute or two before we start taking our prayer requests and our praise reports. This is Friday, a fabulous favorite Friday, and we just got to take a little time and enjoy Jesus. It's his birthday party. All right, you're coming up as unknown, so if you'll speak up and tell us your name and where you're calling from, the floor is yours. Hello? I just unmuted someone. I'm sorry, on the board. It's not showing us your name.
Hello? Hello?
There you go. Yes. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Christine from Brooklyn, New York. God bless.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God this morning for allowing me to be in his presence. And I want him to thank him for life and for having it more abundantly. And I want to say, you know, just thank you to God and thank you for Christ is the reason for the season. And let's continue to walk forward and be blessed in his name. And just Merry Christmas to everybody, and God bless, and have a wonderful day, each and everyone. Thank you.
Amen, and thank you so much for your consistency on the call here, and you shout out from New York every morning. You also have a very blessed Merry Christmas. All right, we're going to 770-652. You're up.
Good morning, good morning. This is Judy calling from Georgia. I want to say, first of all, thank God. I thank God for this call, for you, Dr. Vanessa, and our entire team, and Dr. VK. But the gift that I know God has given me, and I want to give back to everyone, is the gift of comfort and joy, because many of us may have some loved ones that are not with us, but God said he will comfort us with us. He will comfort us, and that we can comfort others with that same comfort. And he is the joy in our life every day. So I want to praise God for that.
Amen. You know, that's a good word, comfort and joy. And you are so right. There's so many people. This is, and even our Dr. PK, as I was talking and praying with her the other day, for her first holiday without her husband. And so many, it's their first holiday, and for some, it's their second, third. It takes time and the comfort and joy of the Lord to help us walk through. So that was so on time. I always want to be sensitive to time. We're going to continue with our celebrate shout-outs, happy birthday to Jesus. But for those who do have to leave today, right now, we thank you for being on the call today. We send you out with the benedictions and blessings of the Lord. As we always say on every call, and especially on this birthday weekend of Jesus, it is all about our Master, our Lord and Savior. So it's your turn to go out and submit and obey to the call of God on your life and be his minister, his messenger of the good news about his birth this favorite weekend. And for those who can stay on the line, we're going to continue to carry on. And the next caller we have up is our little blessed Miss Minister Candy. The floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I can, woman of God.
Praise God. Our present from God was, of course, Jesus. And through that, he promises in Psalms 91, abiding in the secret place of the Most High. So my gift is just that, just thriving, and my endeavor is to abide in that secret place because all of the promises are right there. So Merry Christmas, everybody, and God bless you.
God bless you, too, and that's a great word, that Psalms 91. And please know, and I know you'll feel our prayers today with the homegoing celebration of your nephew's life and your traveling mercy to Mississippi. I emailed the prayer warriors this morning, reminding them to keep you covered in prayer. You are truly a jewel to us, to this entire Master's Call family, and you and your family. We're speaking the blessings of the Lord and the safe travels for you this Merry Christmas weekend, this blessed weekend. Love you so much, Minister Candy. All right, we're going to head out to Indiana. Sister Jacqueline, the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to thank God for his promises and his presence to me, that he has promised me health, and he has promised to comfort me and to keep me, and he has done all of that. He has not fallen short of his promise. And my promise to him is that I will continually give him praises out of my mouth and to share that praise with others.
Amen. That's good. That's what it's about, us being a mouthpiece with the message. Thank you, woman of God, and we speak a blessed Merry Christmas to you and yours there in Indiana. Next, we're going to, I see Indiana again, a 317. The floor is yours, 317-891.
This is Lillian Green in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I just want to give all praise and honor to God. I want to say happy birthday to my Savior, and my gift to him would be to be a vessel and to be used up by him going forward in my life. And I just want to say thank you so much. First time on the call, I was really just filled up by the message and the prayer. So I just want to thank you, and I'm thankful to be a family of artists. God bless to everyone.
Amen. Well, we're honored to have you on the call and hope that you will continuously join us. And that's what it is. You know, the Lord used artists to yoke our hearts together. So we're glad that this call is a blessing to you and that you are going to go out there and be that blessing to others. You also have a very blessed Merry Christmas. We're going to 973-517 in New Jersey. You're up.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Wow, this is Benita in New Jersey, and woo-hoo, I am back on the call. Praise God. I tell you, the devil is a liar, it's just wonderful to know that I have a Savior that has got my back, and that, to me, and you guys have been such a blessing to me. I love your prayers, and your prayers are received and realized. That's really all I have. I've named each and every one of you in my emails, so I'm not going to take up this first time. But thank you so much for just being there for me. And that's just me being selfish. Merry Christmas to all. And I look forward to a prosperous and prosperous new year for everybody.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sweetheart. I passed that email on to the entire team. It blessed my heart so much. And I laughed. I said, she's just giving a little roll call to everybody. So we were just so grateful that everybody was blessed and that you're being blessed. And it means so much to us. And as I was telling the team our labor is not in vain. So your email was so precious that you sent to us, and that's why I always encourage every morning for you all to give a shout out and let everybody know. We always love to know that it's making a difference in your life. And Miss Benita, you are a blessing, and we are so honored to hear you. Well, we're going to go on and open up the line for our prayer requests and praise reports, and we've enjoyed celebrating our Lord and Savior. And in our last few minutes, if anybody has a specific prayer request, I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she will be our scribe this morning to take down the prayer requests as they come forth. And then I'm going to have you, Minister Tiffany, close them out in prayer. So if there's anyone who has a prayer request at this time, that is one of our main mandates, and we are always honored to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and lift each and every one of you up in prayer. All you have to do is hit star 6, and it will put you in our queue again, and we'll be happy to take your prayer requests. I don't see any in queue right now, so we're going to give it a few more seconds, and if it's not, we'll go on and have Minister Tiffany close this call out. And again, just speaking the blessings of the Lord on each and every one of you, that you have a great Merry Christmas with great family time, great food, fellowship, and then get ready on Monday because we're going to start talking about the fast that we're going to be going on. Okay, we got two that came in queue right now. Minister Tiffany will take those. All righty, you're up. Is that Miss Crystal again? Because you're coming up as unknown this morning.
Yes, it's Christine again. God bless.
Okay, Christine, yes. Great. What is your prayer request, Miss?
I just want you guys to sign an agreement with me and pray for my family for strength and endurance.
Amen.
And family. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, to be in agreement with you for strength and endurance. All right, we definitely will, and we definitely will share that prayer with all of us this morning for strength and endurance. Oh, my little precious Regina from Chicago, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you.
I'm hoping I can get this out. I've been having some major sneezing spells, and I have been up since about 2, and I saw 3, and I saw 4, and I saw 5, and 6. I said I better go ahead and get showered and get ready for the prayer call. But God is good. I thank God for his grace and his mercy. And I thank God for this time of a season for Christmas. I didn't get a chance to jump in earlier. But my prayer request is that I'm highly allergic to cats, and I went to go see a friend who didn't know that she had a cat. And so I have just been dousing my little two ounces of Aviv and green 29 and everything that I could think of into my body. So just pray for that. And then my main prayer request is, of course, always my team, but my oldest brother that has, you know, there's always one in the family. He's always had something going on in his life, but he's 12 years older than me. And I talked to him. His birthday was on the other day, and I called him to wish him happy birthday and see how he was doing. And he was just telling me how he's been going back and forth to the hospital because they found out that he has a tumor that is growing behind his heart. And in the midst of all the testings and everything else, they found out that he has lymphoma. Yeah, I think that's what it is, lymphoma. And so it's not good. And he's in Boston, and I told him I would come there and take care of him if necessary. He has to have surgery. He doesn't want to have the surgery because he'll be out for like 6 weeks. So just pray for him that God will do what he needs to do in his life, most above and beyond everything. He needs to be saved. He needs Jesus in his life, and he cursed God years ago, and he just needs to repent and ask God to come back into his heart.
Amen. Well, God is a miracle worker, and the prayers of the righteous, you know, pray that God will woo his heart back to Christ, and we definitely will be praying for healing in his body. And with a strong sister like you as an intercessor, she came out. His arms are too short to box with God. That's plain.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Are there any other prayer requests? And we're going to definitely be praying for that allergic reaction.
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, again, we love you, and Merry Christmas, and I'm sure Minister Willa has all that down. And then back out to Michigan. Pastor Phyllis, the floor is yours.
Yes. I just want to pray for, have the prayer line, pray for my children, especially my son, because he's going through, and I know he knows the Lord, but I just want him to know that he needs to walk and talk with him. He's a good young man, 24 years old, working hard, but sort of still lost in the world, and I just want God to bring him closer to him. And my daughter, Michelle Robinson, that's married, she's having a little problems, and I just want to pray over her marriage and over her life for God to just give her direction and just for peace over my family.
What was your son's first name?
John Myers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we will definitely, and I can hear a mother's heart with a prayer for her children, and we will consider it an honor to pray and then to lift up your entire family. Well, we thank God for those prayer requests and even for the unspoken prayer requests. We praise God for each and every one of you. Minister Tiffany, if she will come to the line and cover those prayer requests and just close out this awesome favorite Friday call as we get ready for the big birthday party on Sunday. The floor is yours, Minister Tiffany.
Okay. Dr. Vanessa, really quick before I go into the prayer, Regina, her brother's name is, well, I think we were missing that, Regina. I'm sorry. And then I'm not sure who just spoke. I need that name as well.
Lois.
That was Lois.
Lois from
Michigan.
Hi, Regina, what's your brother's name?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Regina, what's your brother's name?
His name is Arthur.
Arthur, okay.
Arthur. All righty. Thank you very much. I'm sorry about that, Minister Tiffany.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
All right.
The floor
is yours.
Everything. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I didn't come on the line because I knew I was going to come back later on to just tell you that the presence of God is really important. And I just kind of went to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 through 16, which says, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy. So be holy in all you do, for it is written, 'Be holy because I am holy.'" So my gift to Jesus this season, as I have wrapped myself with the bow, is myself. I give myself to him that I would be used to bring glory to his kingdom. No longer will I live in a world that's all about me, but I totally surrender to him. And I tell each one of you, if you get a chance, go to YouTube, listen to He Wants It All by Forever Jones, and that will kind of set precedence of where I'm coming from right now, and as well as I Give Myself Away by William McDowell. So to God be the glory for the great things that he has done for me. And so now let's bow in prayer. Most gracious and everlasting Father, we just thank you for your presence here on this call today. We thank you for the power that you have given unto all of us. We thank you for this season is all about Jesus, and we just thank you because Jesus is the reason for the season. So we bow down, Father God, humbly. Forgive us of our sins and of our wrongdoings right now in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us with your blood, O God. Right now I come standing in agreement with Christine. I ask right now that you would just bless her family, give them the strength and the endurance that you need, that they need to run the race that you have given to him. For you said that the race is not given to the swift, but to them that endures until the end. So give strength and endurance right now in the name of Jesus. And for Regina, I pray for the allergies that she had, Father God, due to the cats, that you would just ease what she's going through right now, Lord. Allow the products to work miracles in her body right now, as we know that they can, oh God. I pray that she would be comfortable by the end of the day, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give increase to her team and also to each and every distributor on this line and under the sound of my voice. I pray that you would increase their artist businesses, increase whatever businesses they may be in, that 2012 will be the best year ever for them. And for her brother Arthur, as there is a tumor behind his heart, Lord. We know that you are the creator, and we know that you are in control. So I pray that your hands, Father, will remove those things that are blocking and hindering his body from functioning well. I pray that lymphoma is just a word, and it must bow at the name of Jesus, for we are covered and healed by your blood that you shed on Calvary's cross. So I pray for healing for each and every one that has been diagnosed with something, for we know that you are the doctor. You are the healer. So heal right now in the name of Jesus. And for the children of Lois, John Myers, Lord, as he knows you, I pray that he will have a relationship with you, that he will allow you to be intimate in his life, that he would allow you to be the pilot, and that he would sit in the co-pilot seat, that you would guide him to the places that he needs to go, and first of all, that he would get closer to you. For Michelle Robinson, I pray for peace and for comfort in her life that only you can give right now in the name of Jesus. And I am going back to Arthur because he needs to know you, oh God. I pray for salvation, that he would know you, that he would open his heart, that he would repent and confess his sins, and that he would accept you as his Savior and know that his healing will come. For every single person that is on the line this morning, for every prayer spoken and unspoken, I just pray that you would do a new thing in their lives, Father, as we surrender and submit ourselves to you, that your will, your plan, your purpose, and provision for each and every life on this line will be filled, Lord. And I pray that we would not get caught up with what the world dictates to us, but that we would seek your presence, as Dr. Vanessa said this morning, not the presence, but that we would seek your presence. And I'm telling you, once we get there, we know that that is a glorious place to be. So comfort those who need comfort during this time, who have loved ones that have gone from this place. Be with them and let them feel you in a mighty way, oh God. Be with all of those who are traveling by plane, by train, by bus, by car. I pray that you would just allow your angels of protection to take charge over their cars. We declare right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. So we claim the victory because we are more than conquerors, and we love you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you, and we honor you. And this day, we celebrate you. So we thank you, Father God, for this divine hour, this appointed time, and we give you your name, Jesus, the praise, the honor, and glory. And in Jesus' name I pray and declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. What an awesome call. What a sweet presence of the Holy Spirit on this line today. And again, we love each and every one of you. We thank God that you've been a part of this Master's Call family, this ministry that we're about making our lives better each and every day, enriching, encouraging, inspiring, empowering us to be the believers as we start our day. And as we go forth into this weekend, remember, it's all about him. It's a real happy birthday, Jesus. And I thank God for all of you who gave your reasons for giving the presence of your presence in his life, in our lives. And I'm just excited and full. So as we end this call, saying thanks on behalf of Dr. PK, Roberts, and myself, we're humbled and honored, and the entire Prayer Warriors team, each and every one of you, have a very, very blessed Merry Christmas. And until we come on the line again on Monday, go out, be that minister in the marketplace and that kingdom builder, submitting and obeying to the call of the Master on your life. Merry Christmas, happy birthday, Jesus, and bye-bye.